If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
While lots of car repair places give lip service to the care and feeding of your car, only one name is on the lips of people who want to keep their cars for 200,000 miles or more.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
One repair chain is putting itself smack dab between you and the grim car reaper. Now, suppose I told you that chain has dedicated itself to helping you avoid car payments for as long as possible. I'll bet one name would be on your lips, too.
Thank you for calling Merlin. This is Don. How would you like to turn left at 100,000 miles and drive another 100,000 miles?
There's a drive for 200,000 going on at one place and one place only.
At Merlin, we care about you and your car.
Right now, you can get up to a $30 rebate on brake service at Merlin. Stop by for a free brake inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment. If there are two things Mom will like this Mother's Day, it's a spa treatment or a day on the golf course. At Eaglewood Resort and Spa in Itasca, change it up and purchase a resort gift card this year. Call 630-773-1400 or visit EaglewoodResort.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
Are you tired of eating at the same restaurants time and time again? Well, then head over to the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. We've got features and reviews of everything from food trucks to gourmet restaurants to drinks and desserts. Just visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, and see what's cooking.
Delicious. I'll definitely be coming back.
CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon coming up on 103 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
I think now today, his supporting cast is a little bit better. He added a champion, he added a all-star in Powell, And Jimmy has emerged to being an all-star, and the rest of those guys have continued to get better. And you know, he gets a little break as well with Aaron Brooks coming off the bench as well.
LeBron James well aware the Bulls much more than Derrick Rose these days. Even Rose admits this Bulls team is the best he's been on. Round two begins tonight. Bulls in Cleveland. Rose and company catching a break. The Cavs minus two starters. Both Kevin Love and J.R. Smith not playing.
I want to say a better chance because it's no excuses. And the guys that they have stepping in for them guys, they got to come in and do their job. For us, we can't have any heroes step up for the night, and we just gotta make it difficult not only on them two but everyone.
Love is out for the playoffs with a shoulder injury. Smith suspended for the first two games because he threw an elbow in round one. The NBA makes it official. Golden State's Stephen Curry has been named MVP. Hockey travel day for the Blackhawks. They're in Minnesota for game three tomorrow. Hawks lead the best of seven series 2-0. Baseball, Cubs in St. Louis. They've lost three of their last four. White Sox have dropped five straight. They host Detroit tomorrow. Milwaukee has a new manager, former infielder Craig Counsell. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cole Digital. They're changing the way homes think. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tomorrow at 6:35 when the Sox take on Detroit on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Zach Zaidman. Nice to have you here. Thanks for jumping in on the Bears stuff as well. Thanks to our guest today on the show, Hub Arkish from ChicagoFootball.com. Forgot to tell him I saw those guys on TV last night. I DVR'd the show, the Chicago Football Draft Recap Show. Eddie Olczyk joined us earlier. We did some Derby and plenty of Blackhawks with him. And Joe Cowley from Cleveland there as we get ready for game one of what should be a lot of fun tonight. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Matt Bray is our intern. Tomorrow, Casey Johnson will talk Bulls, and it is a Joe Madden Tuesday at noon. I have the day off. It'll be Hub Arkish and Jason live at the Front Street Cantina in Plainfield for a special Dos Equis Cinco de Mayo broadcast.
Yeah, 15120 South Des Plaines Street in Plainfield, Illinois. We hope to see your face in the place from 9 to 1 p.m. as Hub and I will break down Bulls-Cavs game one, as you mentioned, Joe Madden, Tuesday at noon, of course. And, you know, some more draft stuff that'll creep in there as well. I'm sure some, you know, the dust hasn't settled yet. I see people giving out a bunch of ridiculous grades.
They did.
I don't get it. But you know, people will be addressing needs, and still we'll have Hub to talk about all those things tomorrow. So make sure you're facing the place for the Dos Equis Cinco de Mayo broadcast tomorrow.
I think we should wait 30 years to grade a draft. That's how long I want to wait.
Wait till they're retired.
The longer the
30
better.
Seasons. 30 seasons.
The longer the better.
But you forgot what it is. If you wait 2 years, you forgot what you drafted.
Yeah, gone. Everybody right.
Agreed. The draft's fired already.
It's like leading an argument on the radio, yeah. Terry. Nobody remembers.
That's right. The draft kind of made sense, but then I read Pete Futak. His review, not so good.
A lot of people's review of the Bulls, the Bears, not so good. Not
really?
So good.
Pete Futak called it potentially horrendous because of the number of guys that have to hit. Because of the number of guys that have to eventually be starters. He said if these
Which
couple crap
number?
Out.
See, but is he looking at it for this year then? Because this isn't something that you should have to look at for this year.
That's what he's saying.
I was worried that they didn't get a corner because I don't trust that Alan Ball and Tim Jennings and Kyle Fuller. I don't care how good your pass rush is. I don't trust that those guys have the ball. Kyle Fuller, I'll give you. And he was bad down the stretch, but he was hurt as well. But I don't know if those guys will be able to make the plays
That's
on the ball
answer.
That you need.
And safety also. I don't know if Amos Otis is the answer. What's his name?
John Amos.
He's the rangy center field type instead of an in-the-box type. I get it.
Maybe he'll be a corner too, though.
But you need safety help. You don't have anything.
So wait a minute. We can sort of understand why people didn't love it, right?
Dinosaur.
I mean, we can sort of look at it and understand it, right?
Well, no, I don't know, Terry, but if the Futak argument or others is, well, they have so many holes to fill, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
that's a reflection on the roster and what came before more than it is a reflection on the draft.
It is, but I'm not sure. You know, when you look at what a lot of people say, and again, you're right. You shouldn't grade it for 20 years. But if you do, say you just look at these guys they drafted, all right?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's particularly high on anybody except for the first round pick. Particularly high.
I like Eddie Goldman.
I just like the fact that is the biggest damn Eddie Goldman I have ever seen in my life.
Big Eddie Goldman.
That is one large Eddie Goldman.
Yep. Raised by a Jewish family, by the way.
He was?
Yes, he was, indeed. Raised by a Jewish family.
By Eddie Gold.
So there goes your joke.
Well, yeah, now it's not as funny.
Yeah, there goes your joke.
Yeah, sorry. Right. Sorry, man.
Yeah, it's not as funny now.
Reality crept in.
I thought they were going to pair him next to a 360-pound Ari Silverman.
No.
You
know? No, but it's... Eddie was a smart kid about football, and his dad showed him tape. He's got all these different guys he's learned stuff from discussing tape and stuff. And really... Really, really good as a nose, but they think they can move him outside at the five technique.
That's a big ass five technique.
But they like that sometimes. Fangio likes that in his guys.
Yeah, guys do. I mean, Justin Smith was, 310, 305, somewhere around there.
So I guess what I'm saying is that, no, I don't think those grades mean much, but I can see why. And these are people that don't hate the Bears like some people. It's not that there's a bias that they hate the Bear. Not that. Yeah. But I can see why some people would look at this draft and say, man, it's a B.
I don't expect them to be very good next year. So
no, I don't either.
What I'm looking for is the
8-8?
The projection of what Kevin White will be, what Eddie Goldman will be. I think the Vikings had themselves a good draft too. I think the Packers.
Everybody in the Bears division, according to SI, had a better draft than the Bears.
It's okay. We get to say Hronis Grasu as part of our jobs now.
And Grasu means fat, apparently.
In Romanian.
In Romanian, the word Grasu means fat.
Yeah. So Hronis fat.
He's not even Romanian.
Right.
I look at it and I don't know.
I don't know if he's Romanian.
Made it up.
Hub apparently was the one who knew that and said that.
Well, no, that was Zach.
Hub had the moment of the weekend, though, on Friday, referring to Danny Shelton as the fat kid in a dress.
Dude, I was actually at Weathermark for that, and Hub was on a run, I was trying, getting ready with the lasso, the Greek all of a sudden came out. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it was close.
It comes from
okay.
Samoan stock.
And then I mentioned, I ran, so then my next door neighbor.
They like spam.
My next door neighbor tells me a story. He says, so I'm flying into Chicago from Seattle. And I said, yeah. And he said, so I have an aisle seat and there's somebody in the window seat. And he said, and there's this huge guy, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, oh no, this guy's going to be in the middle seat. It was Danny Shelton in coach.
He's a two-seater, though.
In a middle seat.
He's a two-seater. Or you got to switch it out with him. You got to be nice enough to switch it out
asked,
with him so everyone
He won't. Asked. But he just sort of like flipped the armrests up and
blew. Just let it happen.
But who are these? But that's a long flight.
Who are these jerks that don't want to give up their, the people that, oh, I'm flying with somebody. Can I get that seat? And I'm like, yeah, knock yourself out. I don't want to be in the middle. Who wants to be in the middle anyway?
No, there's stinky people all around.
Well, no matter where you're sitting, it's like you can't smell them if they're a seat away.
Yeah, but if they're touching you, you get one of those clammy people,
Or you get the guy who doesn't understand that it's not his armrest.
Armrest wars are awful. Yeah, where you got like the back end of the armrest. The other person
that show gets good ratings though. Armrest wars somehow gets good ratings. Hey,
giant clammy guy. Yeah.
So undefeated. I know that it has been common to say, and Jay and I were talking about it. We even said it for a while there, especially after the Derek injury this year, that the championship window was closed, that it's dead and done. But here you go. I mean, your window is right now. Your window is right now, isn't it? I mean, I know you might still lose to whoever comes out of the West, or let alone you might get the Wizards, but at least your window to get by LeBron is right
the hell
now.
It is. It just, I counterbalance that with the fact that nothing the Bulls have done tells me that they're an NBA champion. If this team were to win an NBA championship, it would be one of the strangest
seasons
titles, one of the strangest seasons, especially when you look at their regular season and you look at some of these playoff performances.
Oh, the ups and the downs.
And some of the quarters they have. I mean, there is nothing about them. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying about the window, but have you ever really had that moment where you say, okay, this could be a thing here?
Well, the moment is
more than a quarter.
Yeah, right. The moment is wrapped up in a star, though. And the problem is that is your best player better, or can he be better when you're bad than anybody on the court?
Who's their best player?
That's what I'm saying. Derrick Rose.
He's not.
Well, Derrick Rose has to be their best player for them to win a championship, though.
Ooh.
He has to be. There's both
offensively and defensively?
I'm not trying to quantify which one is the case, because the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry is their fifth or sixth best defensive player, but he's their best player.
Yeah, they're a good defensive team.
They're a terrific defensive team. They've had a historic defensive season this year if you look at the metrics.
Yep.
But Derrick Rose has to be the best player on the court for long stretches of time. Now, is that going to be the case?
And your faith in his decision-making to make the right play and the right pass at the key moment?
Well, all the talk, you know, all the I'm built for this stuff and all those things, here it is.
Here it is.
You know, you've been waiting 4 years for this.
This is your shot.
This is why you rehabbed, and this is why you didn't come back the first year.
He's got his hands full on one end of the court for sure. I don't know what he's going to do offensively.
Everybody talking that Jazz, including myself, about important minutes and important playoff games. Kyrie Irving, I don't care if it's Boston. The lights are still bright. You know, every possession still matters. Kyrie Irving, I saw a tweet about the Cavs. Somebody said that this round, LeBron can carry Kyrie this time. Because if you look at that first round, Kyrie Irving was the best player on the court for at least two out of those four games.
How many games of the Bucks series was Derek the best Bull? Two? He had two, didn't he?
Yeah, he had two games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 5 of 9 from three game. I like the 15.9 assist game.
I love it. It was terrific. That was a Jimmy night. That was a Jimmy night. Well, that 15.9 and 7. He's got to be that guy at the very least. You know what I mean?
No.
But let yourself be that guy.
The problem is, you said you like that more, but I don't like it when he misses shots.
Well, no, I was saying
he got 15.9 and 7 because he had to do other things because he was missing shots. You know, when
he always misses shots.
Yeah,
that's his game now. When he's 5 for 9 from three, everything looks wonderful and everybody's proclaiming that he's big. Yep. But that's because the shots were falling more than they usually do. We've got enough of a body of work here this season. He struggled to shoot all year.
Know what to expect. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I think so too.
The best shot for him is a layup. You got to get free throw attempts mean a lot. And he still, for whatever reason, and there's going to be no excuse now. This isn't some 6'7 angular dude. You don't have Zaza Pachulia there. Mozgov will put you on your ass. But you don't have a lot of guys who are going to foul you very hard outside of Dellavedova because he's a hack. But other than that, you don't have a lot of – there will be forays to the basket, and you have